Okay, if we maybe finish with that, so yeah. Okay, Mr. Russell, on a few issues that have a local and a national crossover.
Yeah, cool.
So certainly education can be a main one with university. Mm-hmm. We've got the students starting or returning back to the campus in a few weeks' time. Mm-hmm. You're on the record as having voted against tuition fees. Essex University, I think personally, rather disappointingly, as a graduate, has gone for this £9,000 tuition fee hike. What message would you have to anybody coming into Essex now who's going to be straddled with the 9K that the Coalition has put in place?
Well, I think we need to acknowledge why we're in this situation. It's because of the dire financial state the country was left in by the outgoing Labour government. They would have brought it. They were the ones who brought in tuition fees. So let's not forget it. Tuition fees, the principal of this, was brought in by the last Labour government. I have to say that we are where we are. We now need to move on. And I believe that the work that Simon Hughes, Liberal Democrat Deputy Leader, and others have done has alleviated matters in the sense, which is very important, nobody has to put money up front. That's very, very important. No money goes up front. And the repayment is basically a graduate tax. The repayments come when you are in employment. I think it's 21,000 is when you start repaying it. So if you have a low-income job, you won't be repaying it. And if you are extremely wealthy as a result of your degree, which the country's helped you get to it, then you'll pay it back, and you'll pay it back, and you'll pay it back. Now, I think that is not unreasonable. The country could not go on as it was. I voted against it for the simple reason that only 3-4 months before, I'd signed a pledge saying I was against tuition fees. And in principle, I'm against tuition fees. But I have to work with what we have. And I would encourage people from all backgrounds to go to university if they have the qualifications and so, and they think it's worthwhile. Don't go to the university for the sake of going to the university. Go to the university if it is part of your life's journey. Because less than half young people go to university. And I think one of the big hang-ups that all politicians have, with the possible exception of me, and I used to work at a university, so I need to be careful. I need to promote universities, but I need to promote also the more than 50% of young people who don't go to university, because they also have an important part to contribute to life. The notion that only academic achievement is worthwhile is wrong. We need people with all skills, all crafts, all qualifications, and interests, otherwise society cannot be civilised.
And the university, I think, here in Colchester is rightfully quite a powerful force in the town, and from my own observations, from going back from 20 years ago with my own experience, Town and Gown has improved dramatically, and there's some genuine cooperation there. But there is also a bit of give and take. The Knowledge Gateway, which is, you know, intruding on like more and more land, is that going to bring benefits to Colchester itself and not just the university?
I think it will bring benefits to Colchester in the round. The university is now the biggest single economic generator in the borough of Colchester. It's overtaken the army. Not that the army is reduced, but rather the university has grown and got bigger. And so therefore, we are blessed in Colchester with two major economic generators, the Colchester Garrison, one of the four super garrisons in Britain, and the University of Essex, one of the most successful research universities in the country, and the most international in terms of percentage of overseas students. And therefore they take back to their countries around the world a little bit of Colchester, and we hope that they think highly of us. Indeed, I seem to remember when I was the university's publicity officer, there's a group of electronics, I think it's in Singapore, their company is actually called Essex something. I think they've actually put Essex in the title as a recognition of where they all got their electronics degrees from. Bear in mind, if the University of Essex had not been built in Wivenhoe Park in 1964 onwards, today it would probably be a sprawling housing estate. I'm a fan of the towers. I would not have been a fan if they'd built all 28 as originally planned. But I think those six towers, they are iconic. They are a landmark. They are the tallest brick-built structures in Europe.
And as someone who's personally actually lived in them, they're really quite enjoyable.
Well, I don't think I'd like to live in them for the rest of my life.
I had a very enjoyable 1 year in
there. Well, precisely.
I met people, it was a very social atmosphere in there. And people sort of talk about going past this sense of entrapment and this hideous block of landscape. They're wonderful places to be in.
Yeah, well, I didn't have the privilege you had of actually living in them for a year, but I think 1 year in the student environment, set amidst, was it 60 acres, what it is, of landscape grounds, is absolutely fantastic. And and therefore, I think the you have this contrast of the starkness of 1960s architecture that would not be out of place in communist Eastern Europe. And I believe that it's only a matter of time before the whole of the original campus will become a listed building.
Okay, a final question, yep. If that's okay, Mr. Russell. So, 14 years as an MP, a Lib Dem MP here in Colchester. What does the future hold for the town, and more importantly for you? So, have you thought about standing at the next election, whenever that might be?
Well, I think we know when the next general election is going to be, because it's got, this Parliament will go the full 5 years, unless something catastrophic happens. So we know it's going to be May 2015.
And the coalition will hold until then?
I think it has to. I think in the national interest it has to, and I think in the interests of the two political parties it has to. And the last thing Labour want is a general election right now. They want us to sort out their bloody mess first. So although there'll be strutting around, I don't see Labour will actually want to bring the coalition down. I think there's people like myself in the coalition who need to do all we can to minimise the excesses that you would have if we had a full, exclusive, right-wing Tory government. And whatever faults we have with the coalition government, it'd be far worse if it was a Conservative government on its own. And I think David Cameron, I get the impression, feels more at home working with Liberal Democrats than he does some of his right-wing headbangers, of which there are several right-wing headbanging Tory MPs in Essex. I won't be more specific than that. I'm 65, I should be 69 next general election. I think we've got to see what happens, frankly. There are seven people who I went to school with in Colchester in my class are dead.
Okay.
It is about 25% of my classmates have gone.
But while you've still got the energy, you're clearly enjoying yourself.
So therefore, you've almost answered the question for me. I think it's a question of maintaining that enthusiasm and the belief that I can still do the job. Should it ever come to the point where the enthusiasm's gone and my health says no, then obviously that would be a contributing factor. But over there you have a glass dish that was presented to me in May by colleagues in the Colchester Liberal Democrats to commemorate my 40th consecutive year of holding elected office in Colchester. Councillor, Mayor, Leader of the Council, and now in my 15th year as MP. And I enjoy representing my hometown in Parliament. But how long that goes on for, that is a decision that not only I will make, Mother Nature will have a hand as well.
And the electorate?
Well, it's the electorate, ultimately, who will decide whether they want to get rid of me or not. And so, at the moment, the feedback is still positive, but I don't take anything for granted. I've just held my 700th Advice Bureau for constituents. That means over 8,000 people I've had appointments. Well, it's having over 8,000 people have come to me, some of them more than once. So then we have lots of letters and emails and phone calls as well. So.
Okay, well, you've been very, very generous with your time, Mr. Russell. Thank you for that. So
bless you.
We shall wrap up there. That has been Bob Russell, who is the MP for Colchester. Yes, thank you again.
Many thanks for coming. Cheers.